The gallery is between two roads, isn't it? And
yeah.
You can come in the other end or this back
That's
end. Because we used to come in this end, but the coaches and parked. So you really, you haven't been here in 2 years, then?
No, not since the last time.
Hello.
Hello.
So we have to pay here. Hang on, let's pay here.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Go to pay.
It's
like $4.
When we were here 2 years ago and putting up that statue, what number was that in terms of the number of statues you have up?
It was the second one.
The first one being in
Oslo.
Oslo.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
The word harmony run.
It'll come here soon, yes.
Yeah. From Sritin Moi?
Yes. We come to see the statue.
All right. See, you coming, so much water coming. That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Good for the farmers.
Good for the farmers.
My duck's very happy.
All
good
right.
Balance. Very good balance.
Very good balance. The water, the rain. Good balance.
So raining water associated with Vishnu.
Oh, Vishnu.
Yeah.
Ah.
Later on, you can have your drink up there.
Yes, we would like that afterwards. Thank you.
Things looking a little more familiar, Kaivalya?
Yeah, it's beginning to. This is the bit we used to roam around here. But we came in through that building there. Uh-huh. You can go off the road on that side. That's what I was expecting to do. That's why I was a bit thrown at first.
So this was number two. And,
number two, yes.
You really hadn't... I mean, it was all such a new thing, right?
Yes, it was still very fresh just after Oslo. You know, Oslo was in October. And this was a few months later.
Well, here we are.
Yep.
Umbrella's rough.
And that's good. Okay. Yeah. I was expecting to come in that way. That's another entrance.
Go through. It's like seeing an old friend, I suppose.
Well, you might say that, yeah. Did we all sat around here, you remember? We all sat and all the priest was there doing the puja and all around, just over here on the floor. We all stood in a big circle around here. And he did his singing and the chanting.
I mean, it has to be a unique experience that the artist comes back now after 2 years and sees not just his statue, but his guru in some ways. And,
yeah.
And, you know, just...
Let's get a closer front-on view. Yeah.
And, you know, as we're looking at this, I mean, guru's been standing here...
2 years.
...for 2 years now. And this was your second one.
Yeah.
When you're looking at him now, after 2 years, what do you see as you're looking up at this?
Well, they're all slightly different and all have a slightly different expression. I don't know why. It's just the way it comes out of the mold each time. Yes. Wow.
Is this different than the first one, or this is exactly like
different from the first one, different from the third one, you know, from Prague as well. All have a different feeling. Of course, the position relative to you, because you're looking up at it, whereas in Prague you're looking straight at it. In Oslo you're looking straight at it. It's on the same level as the ground, but this is up. And they've done a very nice job. It's, wow, really nice.
So, when you're saying really nice, are you looking at the statue or the display? Or
No, I'm looking at the statue. It's really nice to see it again, and it's really like a fresh experience again to see it again.
How many... You just put one up in Nepal just a few weeks ago.
Yes.
And what number?
The eighth one.
The eighth one.
But not of all the same type. Five of this and three of the other. Five of the folded hands and three of the torch. So that was the eighth one to go up in Nepal. Yeah.
Do you ever, I mean, I realize that now that there is so many up there, it, it's probably hard to even keep track of them in a way. But,
well,
I mean, did you
almost.
Ever,
yeah.
You know, but when you go away, when you went away, like, from this 2 years ago, when you left, we were standing under these trees and so on, do you ever think about them afterwards, or do you have any thoughts about it?
Not so much, as you're always concentrated on the next, you know, next one. There's always a next one. It's just on the horizon, and you have to concentrate on getting the timing right, getting everything right, arranging your flights to Prague and so on.
Now, they're all obviously in very different places, but can you imagine the crowds that have come here in the last 2 years to see this and what kind of experience they may have got by being here?
Amazing. I can't imagine what other people must have come and how they're related to it. Great, the lovely plaque there.
I mean, I realize that it's probably a big enough job just to kind of get it out and up there.
Yes.
But, I mean, it must be a tremendous thing to think about how it's affecting people, not just in the last 2 years, but for hundreds of years probably.
What's going to happen in the future, yeah.
I mean, this statue we're looking at now can last comfortably for hundreds of years?
Thousands of years, yes.
Thousands of years.
No reason why it shouldn't last for thousands. Like a lot of the bronzes from the Greek times lasted for thousands of years. Hmm. Very nice. Wow.
Do you feel in some ways that you've really captured Guru there in some way, or Guru's put himself in there? Or?
Oh, I think, yes. I mean, the thing is, it's always been my experience that I've tried very hard in the actual process of making each sculpture, whether it's this one or the smaller ones, to capture Guru. But in the end, because Guru always gave me a very short time, he never allowed me to deliberate for too long. He always said speed was the essence, that in the end you just surrender. You think, well, whatever comes out, and I hope, Guru, that you like it. And you know, sometimes I was more pleased, sometimes I was less pleased.
But then, sorry, of the eight statues?
Not of only these, but of all the heads and so on. So that you would just leave it, and Guru would just somehow, he didn't have the capacity to change one's appreciation of the statue. Because in the end, you really feel like Guru's working through you, and sometimes in your desire to get what you think is right, you miss what's going on, and then suddenly when you wake up and you see the whole thing, you realize Guru's also worked through you and that you're now appreciating Guru's effort. So you realize, okay, like when I did Narada in 96, you know...
Which was really the first one.
The very, very first one, you know, the first full-size standing figure. And I said then, you know, out of complete sincerity to the public, you know, it was like 95% Guru and 5% me. And I felt really sincere that was the way it was.
96, then, is the first statue. It's going to the sacred rock.
Yes.
Guru was very much a part of that whole process. And so how did you get involved with making a statue for Narada and the sacred rock?
Well, Guru, the year before, 95, Guru had been down to sacred rock, and he saw Mother Mary, a statue of Mother Mary, and a statue of a kind of plate, copper plate, statue of the Buddha, quite a big one, sitting down, you know, quite high up, probably like twice full size. And Narada said, oh, Guru, you know, I'd love to have a statue of you there. This is what I heard. And Guru said to Narada, oh, I will ask Kavalya to do one. And by some miracle, lo and behold, exactly a year later, there was a statue of Guru in white, in polyester resin. And it was a nightmare getting it there, because Guru had to get there, Narada had to be there, I had to get there, and the statue had to get there. And at times, one of the four wasn't going to make it, you know. And sometimes, very often, it was me, you know. I said to Shri, look, it doesn't matter about me, you know. Let's get Guru, the statue, and Narada together. Because Narada also had timetables, and he kept saying, I can't. But anyway, finally, and Narada was there, he picked up the statue on the Friday. I went on the Saturday or Sunday, and Guru came on the Sunday, I think it was. He flew on Tar Airlines or something, just one day flight, and he returned the next day. And we were all there, the forces all came together, and it was great.